If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007.
Now, it's all kicked off again this week at the meeting of Tipperary, Cashel and Care District. A row over a meeting with groups in Tipperary Town led to one councillor in tears and another accusing her of being stroppy. Now, Councillor Maureen McGrath joins me now. Maureen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran. How are you?
I'm very well indeed, and good to talk to you today. Maureen, you always strike me as a very strong, independent woman, and for you to end up in tears, how did that happen?
Just before we go on to that, Fran, if I could just briefly talk about maybe the floods in the Care area, because it...
Well, I was going to ask you about that at the end anyway.
I'm in Newcastle, as you know, and we're cut out from the outside world at the moment with floods at both ends on the Golden Bridge Road and on the Big Bridge, and other areas near Castle Grace are flooded as well. So I just wanted to make your listeners aware of that and say thanks to the outdoor staff in the council. I was down in Newcastle this morning, and I met some of them, and they are busy trying to clear roads in all weathers. So just to give my appreciation to them as well.
Yeah, they've done a tremendous job right around the county in extreme circumstances over the last few
and
days.
It often goes unnoticed because I suppose when we stay indoors, try and stay away from the water, they have to go out and, you know, really face that.
Absolutely, that's for sure. Tell me about this county council meeting anyway. What happened that caused you to be called stroppy?
Yeah, floods of water to floods of tears, apparently. But,
great segue there. Yeah.
No, look, I suppose the meeting and obviously what was in the paper today kind of reports on some of the meeting. And I suppose what isn't really reflected is, I suppose, the atmosphere in a council meeting. And like you said, it wouldn't, you know, it would take a lot for me to get upset or cry, especially at a council meeting. So I suppose, look, like you know, and like it has been well reported on TIP FM and in the papers, it's kind of, I suppose, stemmed from all of the drama in surrounding the vote in Tipperary Town and the Parachute vote in the last month.
Mm. This is about the N24 and the N74 and all of that, yes.
Yeah, exactly, yes. And the TII funding and the vote that went with that. So I suppose the three groups in Tipperary, March for TIP, Jobs for TIP and the Tipperary Town Chamber had requested that Deputy McGrath, obviously who I work with and I'm closely related to, would arrange a meeting with Minister Eamon Ryan, and that was requested last September. And just maybe a week or two ago, they had got a date for that, and that meeting went ahead on Friday night. And by all accounts, I wasn't involved in it. By all accounts, it went well. So I thought that was something good. Now, unfortunately, the council is still waiting for their own meeting with the minister, but an invitation never was issued for that.
Right. And Councillor Michael Fitzgerald, I know at the county council meeting, was very, very vocal about that as well, and was
thought it was disrespectful.
He thought it was disrespectful to the authority the way that it happened. Yeah.
Yeah, he did. But sure, look, Matty is a public representative on a national level, and he was asked to facilitate a meeting. And in fairness to Eamon Ryan, I wouldn't always agree with him, and I know Matty wouldn't too, and a lot of your listeners, but he did facilitate a meeting, and it appeared to have went well. And look, I think that is really what we should take away from this, you know, that the Tipperary Town, the people on the ground of Tipperary Town, the lobby groups that, you know, advocate for the town every day of the week, got their meeting and, you know, got to say what they wanted to
and
say.
And I spoke to Siobhan Highland Ryan last night of Jobs for TIP, and she was telling me that they were happy with that and they were going to meet him again in the future. But how did that turn into such a huge row then at the municipal district meeting?
Yeah, I suppose it was because of, you know, a feeling of upset from more experienced councillors that they thought they should have been included as well. And while I understand and appreciate that, it's not my place, nor is it Matthew's place to kind of add extra people into a meeting that they were asked to facilitate, you know. And we, or Deputy McGrath's office, did request a separate meeting for the council, you know. And I suppose the minister's time was limited. I think the meeting went on for an hour. It went well. And if there was 11 councillors on from the Tipperary Castle District, I'd fear it would only come a talking shop where everybody would want to say the same thing and we'd go around in circles, you know. And that's the reality of the situation. I was just... you know, I think that particular councillors got very upset that they weren't included, and I felt the need to defend Deputy McGrann what he did and the meeting and said, look, I want to put all of the drama that went away as much.
Right. But could I just point you to Dylan White has a great piece in The Nationals about it today. And, you know, in that he said that you accused Councillor Michael Fitzgerald of taking pot shots at Matty. Is that factual?
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. Because he continuously referred back to the fact that Matty facilitated the meeting and he was left out. And look, that's just politics, I suppose. Matty was the one that got a date with the minister, and that's what happened. I just thought it was a bit petty. I said, look, the meeting happened. The N24 in Tipperary Town was brought to the minister's, you know, attention. And look, can we not just be happy with that? But I don't think Councillor Fitzgerald was happy with that. And despite my defence, and I think it's a very legitimate defence, he proceeded to call me stroppy and referred, I think, to... saying I can get upset over my dad if I wish. And to be honest, I suppose, and many councillors have contacted me since they've heard about this. This is only a district council. But a lot of councillors have come and said, gosh, what happened? It must have been bad if you got upset, because they know that my nature wouldn't be that I'd get upset.
Well, that's what I thought as well, knowing you as I do. I didn't think that you would. But you also went on to say that it was a huge insult. So therefore, if you were insulted like that, did you get an apology from Councillor Michael?
No, and it was an insult, because I suppose I respect the chair. I would never speak out of place at a meeting. And I think that there is a culture in the council, unfortunately, where some of the more experienced councillors don't have the respect for the younger and newer councillors who have an equal mandate. And look, I appreciate experience is worth everything, you know.
And are you making reference there to Councillor Micheál Anglim's outburst recently as well?
Well, a number of councillors, and I think on the basis of the conversations I've had with some councillors in the last couple of days, it really has been referred to a lot that some people will get away with anything, you know, because of their experience, because of the amount of time that they're there. Now, I'm 21 months in the council. I suppose going in last May 2019, it was very daunting. It was, you know, a learning curve. And of course, I was definitely more shy at the start, and I would have let the more experienced councillors take the floor. But I am a deserving and equal councillor to have my say as much as anybody else. And I suppose my frustration came from being continuously told, oh, we're not allowed to come back in on that, you're not allowed that. And I wasn't being given an opportunity to defend myself in a comment say that I was being stroppy. And you see, because I never speak up or cause a scene at council meetings like that, I said, well, I'm not going to accept a comment like that, because, like you said, Councillor Fitzgerald walked out of the plenary council meeting of 40 councillors 2 weeks ago because he was told to stop talking after 8 minutes, you know, on the one issue. And there's 39 other councillors. We all deserve a chance to have a go, and in COVID times we're limited to 2 hours of a meeting. So that was a very fair comment.
And was there also an implication that you didn't fully understand the Part 8 vote, for example? Am I reading too much into it on that?
Yeah, I suppose that was before I actually came in. I suppose I'm not even an elected member for the Tip and Cashel area, even though we share a municipal district, and I didn't want to come in. But there definitely was an insinuation of that. And I think that's really kind of condescending, because, you know, just because there's some first-time councillors there, it definitely doesn't mean that they don't know what they're talking about, you know. Yeah. And I suppose I refer to my colleague Anne-Marie Ryan in that, you know, she's, you know, a very strong councillor, and she really knows her stuff, and I suppose that is maybe where that was aimed at.
Yeah. And am I pushing it too far by saying, is there a slight element of misogyny here, do you think?
I don't want to get into things like that. I wouldn't necessarily label it as sexist, even though some other councillors would and have said to me afterwards that it definitely was. But to be honest, I think it's definitely more of an insulting and kind of condescending nature, where some experienced councillors don't have the respect for younger or first-time councillors or independent ones who, you know, do challenge some of the questions or some of the things that are done. And I just don't think that that's good enough. I'm not a snowflake. I have grown up in politics. I know too well the good, the bad, and the ugly of it. And I definitely wouldn't want to come across like I'm sexist or like I'm would call somebody sexist because of a comment. And I wasn't upset because I was called stroppy, but it was because I was told I wasn't allowed to come back in to defend myself and that I said enough, when I really never take the opportunity or would exploit a chairperson of a meeting to really continue to make my point if I was told to stop talking, you know.
I'm making reference once again to Dylan White's piece in the current edition of The Nationalist, but he quotes Councillor Fitzgerald as saying that councillors unfortunately now find themselves in a situation where they can't open their mouths. Is there an element of truth to that, that such care has to be taken in what's been said that it might stifle the argy-bargy and the cut and thrust of politics?
Yeah, well, yes and no, I suppose. Like, we have good and bad come into a culture where things have to be more careful. And I suppose I'd question any other workplace. I'm 23, I'm the youngest member of the council, and I suppose when I was telling some of my friends what happened on Monday evening, like, they were just, I suppose, appalled that, like, if it was their workplace and there was a meeting, be it on Zoom or in a physical meeting, that would never happen and it would never be tolerated.
Well, we couldn't do that here. There would be...
That's it. And I suppose the question comes to those councillors about their responsibility and their place, and it comes down to common decency and respect. And I think that is unfortunately lacking from some members. And I definitely think that that's the issue, rather than saying, oh, people are so easily offended, you know, because, like, stroppy is a comment, I suppose, that might be appropriate in some instances, but I still wouldn't use it against another elected member of the council. And I definitely wouldn't use it, like, as the most experienced, the longest serving councillor towards the youngest councillor. And I don't want to get into that game too, because I'm elected as much as he is, but look, it comes down to that. I suppose the atmosphere in the council can be so daunting and intimidating at times, where the older people in the older and more experienced people really, really rule the roost in the chamber at times, and I think it does need to be addressed.
In terms of what upset you, was it the word stroppy, or was it the digs at your dad, or was it a mixture of all of the above?
I think it was a mixture of all of the above, because, look, I suppose everybody knows it's not in my nature to be kind of really having to have a go and say, I want to come back in, please let me come back in, I have to defend myself. That was an unfair comment. And to be kind of talking over the chairperson like that isn't in my nature. Now, so been having to do that is very difficult, you know, and I suppose it looks much more minor than it is. And, like, when I read the paper this morning, I said, oh, gosh, I really look like the baby of the council now, because I had to defend myself. And as soon as somebody said something, I went off and cried. And that's not necessarily the case. But it's just because there really is a difficult atmosphere in the chamber at times, and both chambers, you know.
And does that sort of dilute work, and so does that stop things from happening within the council, that kind of atmosphere?
Well, absolutely, Fran, and I think that this is actually what it goes back to, because I was mortified after the meeting on Monday, because I said, oh my goodness, I can't believe that I actually started to cry and get upset in a council meeting because of what somebody said to me. And then, you know, even though that was the beginning of the meeting, I continued on and raised questions about different things. But, like, the main thing that happened at Monday's meeting has been totally lost. We passed €100,000 roads budget for 2021. And that's the main thing. Like I said this morning, the council workers are out working really hard day and night and trying to improve the road infrastructure. And that's what's being lost. Because of a comment like this, it happened at the last meeting and it's still happening.
Right, stay with me for a moment. We tried to make contact, by the way, with Councillor Michael Fitzgerald this morning, give him an opportunity to speak to us, but he's unable to talk to us this morning. Councillor Anne-Marie Ryan joins me now. Good morning to you, Anne-Marie.
Hi, good morning, Fran, and good morning, Councillor McGrath.
I have a feeling of deja vu about this, our Groundhog Day, Anne-Marie, because, of course, you were in the firing line some time back where this is concerned as well. What did you make of all that went on?
Well, I thought it was absolutely appalling. I thought some of our councillors, Councillor Fitzgerald, I'll hold no punches back here, behaved appallingly and treated Councillor McGrath in a really horrible way. Look, You know what you said earlier on the radio, Fran, that you wouldn't be allowed to behave like that in your office.
No.
The same courtesy and standards of code of conduct should apply in council meetings. And look, like Maureen said, we've been there now, what, maybe 2 years nearly at this stage. So it has been a steep learning curve for all of the new councillors going in there. But there's behaviour carrying on. I mean, I would brand our district meeting atmosphere last Monday was toxic, and it was awful. Like, you come out of the meeting and you actually feel battered and bruised. And this isn't the first one I've come out of. And in fairness, Maureen got more of a hammering, you know, this time around. But I suppose I've been through the mill the last few weeks over, you know, comments that were made at the last Part 8 vote. And then, like, when I'm reading in the paper some of the things that were said, because you know when you're in the middle of the meeting on the Monday, you're trying to remember what was said. And it's nearly like, now, can I not mention it in case I'm using the victim card or the feminist card? Far from it. But councillors need to treat other councillors, women councillors, with the same respect and absolutely 50-50 equal. We are equal members. And now, like, Councillor Fitzgerald comes out with lines saying, unfortunately, now find themselves in a situation where they can't open their mouths. You can open your mouth if you're going to treat people with dignity and respect. Otherwise, don't open it.
Right. Councillor Fitzgerald also said he never in all his time set out to offend anybody. Is there a danger here that, you know, I mean, this is the cut and thrust of local politics, Anne-Marie. I'm being devil's advocate here now, but as long as I can remember, there's been huge rows at councils, and it wasn't just with women councillors, you know. So, are we getting a little sensitive?
No. You see, even that, I find that a little sensitive, you know. Is that because I'm a woman that I'm getting a little bit sensitive?
Ah, no, you know me better than that, no.
Well, I'm asking the question. I mean, have you ever asked a man, has he getting a little bit sensitive?
Well, I ask people around here all the time, dude.
Well, hopefully you're asking them on air as well. So, look, I suppose I want to make a point here.
Yes.
I've lost my thought now. Just ask me the question again, Fran.
Right. If I could come in.
Oh, go on, Maureen.
Yeah, and I know what you're saying, Fran, but I had a number of calls from councillors all over the county, male and female, and I suppose some of them referred to, oh, it was you today that got an attack from a particular councillor, it'll be someone else tomorrow. But, you know, it's the same reoccurring theme here with the same people, and do we really have to tolerate that just because somebody's there longer than the rest of us? It doesn't mean that we should get the same, you know, we shouldn't feel afraid to speak up because of being insulted or berated.
But again, I asked you earlier on, did you think, Maureen, that it was because you were a woman? And you said you didn't think that. But obviously, Anne-Marie, you feel different to that. You think that...
Not necessarily. What I'm saying is it should be an even playing field. It should be irrelevant whether I'm male or female.
Right.
And what I'm saying is that's not the case, unfortunately. So comments like, go away with yourself, woman, even though I don't want to go back over that. Comments in the paper that, you know, going running to the press. I never went to the press about any of this. But I will start calling things out now because I feel like I have to. But I just want to go back to what you said, Fran, because I think it was a very interesting point there about the kind of rough and tumble of the council.
Yes.
Right? At the start of the meeting, now you'll pick up bits of it from the newspaper here, and it is referred to, we had a really robust conversation amongst councillors, but it was honest, it was fair, and it was equal. That is absolutely tolerant. You know, it's tolerable for everybody. This was about me calling out why we received a document 14 minutes into the meeting. You know, there was an exchange of words between me and some of the officials, but it was fair. Now, it was tough, don't get me wrong, and it was a difficult conversation, but there was no insinuations. There was no kind of things like, go away with yourself. There was no, don't get stropping. There was none of that. It was a fair and a difficult conversation, but it was an even playing field. I can have those conversations with anybody, and so can Councillor McGrath.
Right.
That's all we're looking for.
Where then does it cross the line, Anne-Marie?
Well, go away with yourself, woman, crosses the line.
Yeah.
Don't get stroppy, crosses the line. A chair not keeping their meeting in order crosses the line, and that is another issue. This whole thing came up about the meeting that we had with the minister. It wasn't on the agenda. It had nothing to do with all the things that we had to get through at the meeting. That should have been nipped in the bud and said, we're not discussing that. It's not on the agenda. It's not part of today's meeting. Move on. But it wasn't. And to go back to what Councillor McGrath said earlier, what you find happens in the meeting, some of the councillors who have been there longer than, say, the likes of myself or Maureen, take the floor and you can't get them off it. And I think the reason why Maureen got so frustrated on Monday and actually got upset was because she was trying really, really hard to come in to respond to some of the things that were being said, and she couldn't get back in because the chair was not giving her an equal opportunity to respond. And that's where the frustration comes from.
What can be done about it, Anne-Marie? What can you do about this?
Well, I think, and I hope, you know, other councillors might agree with me on this one. Us as councillors, we're the same as any other workplace. We need training. We need dignity in the workplace training. We need equality training. We need to learn that this is the 21st century and we need to treat each other with respect. We can all disagree. Look, that's going to happen. You've got independents. You've got party members. We're never all going to agree on stuff, but it's how you do it. You don't undermine other people. You find a way forward. You make your point. You argue robustly. But, you just do it in a fair and appropriate manner.
Right. And Maureen, last word on this, Maureen.
Yeah, just on that, I suppose, Councillor Fitzgerald recently led a campaign to change the standing orders in relation to social media and social media bullying. But I suppose we never really addressed the elephant in the room that is actually, verbal bullying in a council chamber. And I think the standing orders will need to be addressed and reflected to disallow that and to really remind each councillor, all 40 of us, that we're all elected with the same mandate and that we all, deserve the same. And we shouldn't be, throwing insults around. And because it's not in my nature, it's not in Anne-Marie's nature, but it definitely is in some of the more experienced councillors. And that's unfortunate.
All right. Well, there I must leave it. And thank you both for coming on with us this morning. Councillors Maureen McGrath and Anne-Marie Ryan there speaking to us. News is on the way.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.